y'all need to watch Puka also.
I'm not watching Puka.
I'm telling you, y'all need to watch that shit, dog.
All right, since you said it like that, I'm gonna watch it. Because my initial reaction, I was like, I'm gonna watch Puka. Then I started watching. I was like, you know what? Not today. And this was last year. I just, because Hulu, because they got that new one, like Grim something about the meme that eats people or some shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know if I even want to watch that one, but
I'll give it time. At this point, at this time of year, I'm like, fuck it, bro. I'll give it time.
Because I do want to see the one about Santa having to fuck them people up. Being played by Hopper.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know. It's a few on that list, on that regard. It's some stuff randomly that'll catch my eye that I just got to go ahead and check out. We got to make plans to see Black Adam.
Yes. Up that Friday.
Mm-hmm. That shit looks fire.
That black.
You see that on already.
They dropped
my post. The post credit was.
Oh damn! I ain't know what it was on. It ain't.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was probably implied that make some appearance. Well, I mean, that was kind of like what The Rock had kept hinting to all throughout.
I don't know why they leaked that online.
That's why.
I get the nature of leaks, but like that right there was.
That's a big leak, man. Marvel would. It wouldn't have happened with Marvel.
I mean, that spoiler right there just kind of, like, kill it. But at this point, it's like, all right. I guess someone said if you gave them the spoiler, would they still want to see the movie? So I guess they just asking the question. So it's like, all right.
Yeah.
Go ahead and see the movie.
Yeah.
Like, you still going to go
see
the movie.
Are you a real supporter? Yeah.
Like, that's just, you know. I don't know. Giving me the dessert before dinner, that's some shit granddaddy. You know what I'm saying? Or your cool-ass uncle thing. Dude. That's just cool-ass aunt or uncle dude. They going to let you get the sweets before dinner.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you want to save the trailer. You want to show them the cool shit, but don't show them all the cool shit. Like, Avengers Infinity War did it right when they gave us that fake out Wakanda run scene. That was like one of the best ways they did it. Like, yeah, this scene happens, but not like this. So you thinking, oh, well, when we see the scene, it's going to be like that. But the whole lead up to the movie, we get Hulk and the Hulkbuster and all this shit, the whole movie, and
ooh,
they change it around. You think that Captain America is making his last stand against Thanos. That isn't what it is. And by that time, he has all the stones except for Visions.
Oh, we got so much good Marvel shit to get to. It was been hell of a fucking week with that.
Yes. They killed that shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. On the heels of, like, Comic-Con, because not much news came out of Comic-Con. Not as much as I'd expect.
Mm-mm.
Like, it was dry in San Diego, and, you know, and I thought I was going to get a...
relatively quiet.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get a lot of something, but it was like everything just came pretty much after. Like, the week was loaded with announcements, but last weekend wasn't, you know, too high on too many announcements.
It was more so announcements on the actual comic book side. They talked more about actual titles and what was happening within the comics. More so than movies. When it came to live action stuff, we did find out about the Teen Wolf movie that MTV did. So they're doing a movie to bring that all together and finalize that, which I'm excited about because I like the Teen Wolf show. Pennyworth is back.
Yeah, on HBO Max season 3.
Yep, and it's got an extended name.
So
now people know who it is because one of the writers was like, they came
don't know
back
who
to
Pennyworth
him.
Is.
Yeah, they were watching
y'all,
the show.
If y'all never told me who... what that
Alfred
shit was
Pennyworth
about.
Was, yeah.
Yeah, I would just not like, have known.
Yeah, just some cool-ass British guy. Left the military, and he's fucking up England with this rebellion going on. So, they went ahead and let it be known.
They making strategic announcements with memes.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in the right age. Cartoon Network, that's right on brand. They don't merge with Warner Brothers Discovery. And the whole internet was like, RIP Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
They just had their 30th anniversary.
Right.
So
right.
It was just like, nah, bro. Nights, you know, it was just like, nah, bro. Like, y'all done 30 years.
Mm-mm. Like, y'all still exist, but you are no
like,
longer an independent company.
And it was just like, nah, RIP Cartoon Network.
Yep. But Cartoon Network Studios, not Cartoon Network.
No, the internet, like on Twitter, it's RP Cartoon Network.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
bro,
yeah.
Y'all gone. Tess said, at this point, because they're Because everybody knows what's up when it comes to, like, we've been seeing everything going on with HBO Max and Discovery and how they just been botching everything. So it's just like, you know, what is this going to mean for Carl? You just laid a whole bunch of people off and you're going to merge with a company. Why? Just so you can lay more people off?
Right, which is what they did.
And those people were are probably going to be important people that were making, contributing to
really great shows. All those shows that just got canceled out of nowhere on Cartoon Network.
And it's like, I knew Warner Brothers owning them, this could always be a possibility. But nobody pulled a trigger on none of the Cartoon Network shit. So someone at the top deciding to pull the trigger on it, it's like, they've been in bed for forever. But ever since Looney Tunes left ABC and went exclusively to, and Nickelodeon used to have Looney Tunes, ABC used to have Looney Tunes, CBS used to have Looney Tunes. But then at a certain point, only Cartoon Network, TNT had, and TBS had Looney Tunes. It was on long Turner stations. And Cartoon Network had the majority of it. Because I remember when they used to do June Bugs, which was the entire month of
all
June.
All Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Showing number Bugs Bunny. And that was dope. I feel like they overdid it in the whole month. Pick a whole weekend. We can do that. But I think eventually they did. It just became a weekend. A number Bugs Bunny cartoon. Like 72 hours of Bugs Bunny.
And they do like the, what was it? Classic Cartoon Theater, or whatever they used to call it, when they would show the old live tunes movies and shit. Not the live ones, the old movies like Quack Busters and what was the other one that had both Bugs Bunny and Donald Duck on it? Daffy Duck, excuse me. And Daffy Duck. I'm trying to think. What was the one before that?
Hey, they've been in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole, they've been in the bed for some time now. So now this move makes it makes sense at the wrong time. I believe that's just my biggest gripe with it. But when it comes to Cartoon Network, I think you really care about wanting to put the previous generation on good content and good cartoons. And we kind of fell out of development, especially with us moving away from cable and getting more into, so you just pick and choose and stream what you want. And that marketing is going to be lost on the parents who, they pretty much is just like, parents, we want you to not take your kids to YouTube. We want you to take your kids to Cartoon Network. But they're not doing that. Everybody that is upset about this seems to express a sentiment of, bro, we just want shit we can proudly put our kids on, our little nieces and nephews on. But right now, we don't
turn the Cartoon Network and just have some cool shit on anymore.
But right now, we don't trust y'all to be the network that can really do that, because every time I get a peep, a boomerang or something come on, it was just like, whatever y'all got now, it's just not that, you know. And that's because, you know, we arrogantly feel that our cartoons are better, and we challenge them to make better cartoons that we'll never watch and never be invested in to really give the props it deserves, right? Because they'll make some dope shit and there'll be a little bit of like social issues in it. Mm-hmm. And it'll be to a more conservative generation, it'll seem flagrant. Like, but this is kids, bro. Y'all, we ain't had this. And I'm like, bro, we had Ren and Stimpy. So, honestly, bro, I think,
I mean, even that slid on TV as a gigantic oversight.
If you ever saw Ren and Stimpy, then you would know that our parents were right. We shouldn't have been watching that.
Come on, dude, let me watch it. She came in. There was a dude that was in the wrestling ring. I'll never forget. She came in there. He's doing the flying butt cheeks and the mad ass
spread open,
and went around his head. She's like, "Nah, you're not watching this shit no more."
Right? She's like, "I'm done with all that shit."
And that probably was the first season, because I remember when that shit came on, I was like, "Yo, this is pretty fucking bonkers."
Right? This is some.
As soon as my mom watched that shit with me, because that's what she's supposed to do as a parent: watch the fuck your kids watch.
Oh yeah.
Because they'll slide, because, you know, these kids now, they watch shit on YouTube. YouTube kids.
Oh, easy.
Even if you, like, I made a specific profile just for Jameson, for kids. They still slide little shit in on the kids. Like, it was some shit.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, it basically said, "Suck my dick" on it.
Yeah.
But it was some Cuphead shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, so you got to be mindful of what they
say.
They'll
trick the algorithm. They'll trick the algorithm, though.
They'll trick the Gucci, bro.
Oh, they will.
And with that, so I'm like, Cartoon Network, it gets deeper and darker. You know what? I'm going to start with something on the hinge of this, but let me let the people know where I'm at. Ladies and gentlemen.
Bow, bow, bow.
Damn, all right.
Flock of shit.
Hard in the paint. Welcome to another adventure of the Ninja Please Podcast.
I had one of those Bics.
Now, I'm your host, Starman, a.k.a. Starman.
What's up, show?
Also known as Starbro.
What's up, bro?
Better known as Fox Blanc. Or Jean Bonstantin. Sometimes known as Gang Gang Tate. Or Gang Gang Lorenz Tate.
Hey!
Affectionately known as Shota Baby.
So cold out here.
You know, Mama Puff and Chiba. I'm here with some of the greatest ninjas to ever do it. Cause that's just what we do. My ninjas. Introductions.
We're back once again. It's the one and only Tanuki. Silver Surfer of the Platinum Variety. Mackie O'Metal. We are in here today. It's the captain of the space pirate ship, Arcadia.
Aye, aye, El Capitone.
The sage almost equal to heaven. The handsome Monkey King himself. The Mando with the Bando.
Do-do. Go ahead, man. Do-do-do-do-do. Find them shanks out. Pew.
We up in here today, dog. We up in here today.
Last but not least, you got your boy Ocean, man.
True.
AKA the Black Ted Koppel. The Black Juan Carlo Espinito.
Oh, man. Wow.
Shout out to Edge Runners. Cyberpunk.
Thank you.
Butterscotch Bobby. Also known as the drug dealer from Planet Namek. Shout out to the Cracker Rocks.
That related to Fraggle Rocks?
Mm-mm. So crack.
Okay.
So frags. We different. Also known as the Gandhi Dancer.
Hey.
The Gandhi Dancer.
Boom. Tough acting to acting. I just saw it's like that. Commercial, bro.
Right, it is.
R.I.P. to Sean Madden. We in here, man.
We in here, man.
Oh, man. R.I.P. to Hagrid.
Oh,
R.I.P.
Yeah.
to Murder, She Wrote. And Mrs. Potts from, what was it? Beauty and the Beast.
Now they give me a P-32 space modulator.
I left it in the car.
You see the P-32 space modulator, Starman.
You mean bottle cap opener?
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Get out of here. Oh, he caught that?
Did he might have. Nope.
Yeah. All right. Oh, let me see that lighter. I think I can do it with a lighter.
Oh, it's one right behind you. It's that black, not but it's that wooden thing. There you go. All right. Angela Lansbury.
You're right.
So I pose a question. I have a question for you guys. All right.
Why is Chainsaw Man so awful?
No. What is the cornerstone? What would you consider to be the cornerstone of black nerddom or, you know, blurredom or black geekdom? What would you consider to be the one cornerstone?
I don't think it has a centerpiece of it. I don't think black nerd is monolithic.
The only differentiation is the fact that you black being a nerd. That's pretty much it.
I mean, what is the avatar of it? What is the true founding centerpiece of that connects black fandom?
Whatever the fandom is.
I can't give you something definitive. Because I was a nerd for a different...
I think that's the question. He's not making it definitive. I think that's the question.
No, it's definitive. I have a defense. I know there is a truth to
it. Oh, okay.
And I have the answer for the centralized component. The centerpiece of black fandom hinges on... All right, some people would say maybe literature. Like, some might argue, okay, literature, like everything that is encompassed in literature, the reading of a subject that, you know, takes one to another world where people express.
Okay.
Themselves. Another medium would be video games.
I understand the question.
Yeah, you got, you know, video games. That's a big thing in the generation in which we live.
Okay.
And is that the one thing most black fandom, I would say, have in common? That big centerpiece that would connect all black nerds. You know, if you find somebody a nerd about this one
thing.
Probably
fighting games.
He probably might be, if he liked that, he probably liked this.
Yeah. It's usually.
What would be that? I have a definitive answer. I'm going to get though. But tell me what y'all think.
Usually ends up being, if they like anime, they like Pokemon, or they like fighting games. That's the overarching thing that would connect them.
What about you, Ocean?
And you find out they like comic books sometimes.
I don't know, because like I said,
I don't think it has one.
Yeah, because I think people get into nerdism, black nerdism, for different reasons.
That's what he's saying, but I think I'm gaining.
That's true. I would agree. I absolutely agree with you on that point. That's absolutely true. That like people, you know, just like what they like.
What is this soul thing though?
They don't have to connect, but there is something that does connect. Should you choose to be connected to it?
I might be misunderstanding the question.
Okay.
So I was like, what is the thing? I gotta know.
The centerpiece of black fandom or black nerddom is anime. That is the cornerstone of all black fandom. Let me explain. The cornerstone of all black fandom is, to this day, because of the generation
black
away.
Fandom or black nerd?
Both. All of it. All of it. I'm saying that you would be hard pressed to find a black nerd that is a black. If you line 10.
I was a nerd before I liked anime. Hold on.
If you line 10 black nerds up, is what I'm saying, and you ask all 10 of them, do you like anime? I'm saying at least 8 out of 10 gonna say yeah. 8 out of 10 done seen Bleach, Naruto, Dragon Ball Z. Even if niggas who ain't nerds or represent to that demographic of people, they've seen Dragon Ball Z. They ain't keep up with shit else. But that's something that connected a whole generation of young men. So I think that once you combine that with the weight of the industrial
every military comic meter.
Bruh, military happened, and all these guys who didn't have a clique in high school to hang with and talk anime with, because now you're in the service, they clicked up. And what happened? They all had kids to get that check. And it made a whole generation of little brothers. And like, because that shit went in as big as it was when we was in our when we were 21, it still ain't at the level where it at now. Like,
oh hell no, because when we were 21,
we couldn't see it being, at the time, I knew it could get though, but it's like where it is now. It's like,
hell no.
The way it went from underground to up, I feel like,
hell no.
It's only gotten bigger over the years. That's why I feel that most fans today got put on through some tsunami. So when the death of Cartoon Network happens and people are upset because, like, hey, Cartoon Network, the cornerstone of Cartoon Network is for y'all, it's because of y'all I'm in the anime. And last night, a conversation I had on Twitter, that got expressed to me. And so I'm listening to these people talk.
Pretty much everybody.
Yeah, and everyone had a tsunami story. You know what I'm saying? From Motar to Tom, everybody had a tsunami story.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, I got put on.
Yeah, but I don't think that... I don't want to jump the gun, but things come and go. Like, most of the same... Whatever age you started getting into anime, that age right now, a lot of them aren't watching cable because the cable subscriptions as a whole are on the decline.
Oh yeah, this is not about cable at all.
But what I mean is that, you know, that was pretty much that and whatever Sailor Moon used to come on was the only thing that anime come on. Now anime's
but that was the thing though. We got put on anime without that, without cable.
And that's what I always talk to my other friends about too. Mm-hmm. Like,
Fans. There are people who got put on the shit with it, without it, and there are people who it became a thing because you got more of it.
Just around it all the time. It was through exposure.
It was a certain time of day, a certain place you can go. Now you can go a certain place any time of day.
Because you said before that your dad watched anime.
Mm-hmm.
What was your very first exposure to anime that you can remember?
My very first exposure?
Yeah.
Exposure, man, was probably something random in the Sci-Fi Channel that I didn't know what it was, and I just seen bits and parts because I woke up in the middle of the night to pee and it was on.
By what age would you say that is?
That was like I can't remember. That had to be like I'm 10 and I'm not watching. I'm saying I'm walking in it's on, but it's late night. I'm in the bed. When I came conscious was by the time I came conscious was like 2 or 3 years later. That's when it's actually, and that's Sailor Moon. Sailor Moon's the first show that I ever said I'm watching episode one and I'm keeping up with the show. That's the first anime.
I gotta go back even before then and say I probably was about.
But even before then, it was like I seen random movies that I don't know the name of that niggas just had playing when I went over my cousins and friends.
I was gonna say about Sailor Moon though. It was like we watched Sailor Moon in the same time frame, but I probably got put on it or saw it and was actively conscious of it just before you. And that was the only difference. It still came on USA. I was just aware of it before you were.
Yeah, I ain't know nothing about it till I saw it on USA. But mm-hmm. All that.
You know, that's what I'm saying. We got exposed through the same medium, but at different time periods.
But it happens. So I'm bringing this to a there's a central point that happened this week. All right, so had this conversation with people last night, and these, you know, really having a nice little anime chat, you know. And I'm finding out that fans that branched out into other fandoms, they was like, "Bruh, I can all trace this shit back to a few shows that came on Cartoon Network at a certain point." And I was like, "Damn, it's cool that there's a generation that exists, and that's just their experience."
When Toonami came out, bro, that was the one thing we had where it was like we could watch all these cool ass new cartoons, and now we know what they are. Now we can finally see what Japan has been owned for all these years that made them create these awesome ass video games.
Because if it weren't for black people, it wouldn't be for where it is today. Like the whole anime culture in America, it wouldn't be where it at today without the celebration of black people participating in this subgenre of Japanese culture.
Yeah, because that was usually how the news would always portray it. Whenever they showed somebody going live on location at one of the cons, it was like, yeah, this is where they openly would call us nerds too, like nerds of all colors and whatever and age can come together, celebrate the characters they love, and then they would always show that shit.
They never see us.
What it was.
And we wouldn't even see ourselves represented in this shit, but you know, you still find the love for it.
It was always in a quick cut on some B-roll. You see somebody hazy in the background that's brown walking in a group. And you're like, oh, okay, they there too.
So the whole green, they're close enough.
So the whole internet went ablaze this week. Because, you know, like everybody was waiting for a fall anime because Spy Family notably is back. On top of that, My Hero's back. Yes, on top sir. Of that, like, just a lot of popular shows that Bleach is back.
Yeah, I was about to say, get to the point. Bleach. What we really here for, what we care about.
All right, well, before I get to that, Chainsaw Man came out this week.
It did.
At by Blaze. I had niggas in the hood hit me up saying, boy, I seen that chain. Because I posted it on my story just randomly. And I had people hit me up like, bro, you posted, so I'm going to check it out. And they watched it.
Honestly, I got put on Chainsaw Man by seeing cosplays of it first. And I was like, what is this Digimon looking dude with a businessman suit on? And I was like, nah, that's Chainsaw Man. I'm like, okay.
I started the manga.
I need to see this.
I started the manga and couldn't keep up because it was pirated. It wasn't official. You know, so at a certain point, I was like, you know what? I'm going to just let that shit build up. Because I ain't like reading. When it first came out, I read it, and it was only like 2 chapters. So then I was like, it's not enough.
Starting to buy manga again, and I was like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm not doing it.
I mean, they got to catch up with like giving it over here to us and translating all this other shit. Mm-hmm. Like, but when the series dropped, it took the internet by storm. And Ocean,
I've been hearing it too. I've been hearing in the interwebs. Mm-hmm. You know, Chainsaw Man this, Chainsaw Man that, this, then the other. And, you know, me, I like names and stuff first. So when I saw the name was Chainsaw Man, I was like, I feel like this is going to be stupid.
Sometimes anime gives you a really on-the-nose title, and sometimes it gives you one of them scene anime emo band name titles for the show. And then you just have to roll the dice on that. You can never go by what the show was called.
Well, I looked at One Punch Man, and I was like, well, I mean.
But that's what it says on the tin. That's straightforward. That's
So, and then I saw, you know, the same thing there that everybody else saw. Chainsaws for arms, a chainsaw for a face.
He texting me while he watching it. And now, at this point, he's kind of like dragging it. And I'm like, bro, why you texting me instead of
why watching, you watching
this,
it?
Why you watching this shit? And I literally was like, bro.
Watch it.
Like,
bro, I'm texting you doing the commercials because I got Hulu.
Hulu. I mean, okay.
See? That's
fair.
I mean, that's what the commercials are for. That's why I take
2 to 2.5 minutes every time, guaranteed.
Exactly, man.
But I'm just like, oh, this is what you want, right? You like samurais chopping niggas up and senseless violence in a story.
No. I do not like senseless violence. That is the thing. I love violence. I love justified violence. I love brutality. I love all of that shit.
Violence with a purpose.
So you didn't like Chainsaw Man? Let's just hit the nail on the head.
No. But I'm going to continue to watch it. Because initially, I did not like Attack on Titans first. It's not that I didn't like it. I just had a lot of questions.
You didn't understand what the fuck was happening.
And I couldn't rationalize this shit. This shit, I saw it happen.
Castles and shit everywhere, and people still got rifles and, like, 3D movement technology.
Yeah, like,
what time period are we in?
Yes, like, it was a lot of shit that it was explained. So I'm like, okay, maybe this will be the same ordeal. But I feel like a lot of the questions that I have, they're right there. Why does this nigga have a chainsaw for a face? Because he made a goddamn puppy, a puppy pig chainsaw demon. Give a fuck.
Like, hey, I'm gonna give you powers.
He was like, it was injured.
Puppy?
It was injured and shit. And he was like, well.
He's cute too, man.
Goddamn.
You can't, though.
Nah, it's different.
Puppy pig.
Got powers?
Yeah, it's a demon. It's like, you, if you goddamn nibble on my arm, you can heal yourself.
Like, it's like, I don't want to eat you. It's like,
you're going to eventually, die.
Right, eventually, you're going to have to go ahead and cook me up.
Yeah.
Because I was like, because this is one of those things I was just like, bro, this is, I was like, this is about as straightforward as you can get. I was just like, this is the most anime that's out right now.
That anime is right now.
Like, and I'm just like, bro, if you don't. If this don't catch you, you just don't like anime. Like, it just ain't for you. And I don't want to throw that on nobody particular, because you can like what you like.
He definitely threw it on me. He's like, you don't like anime, nigga. I'm like,
really about this.
I feel like I got an intervention. I was just like, Ocean, it's okay. You don't like anime, bro. It's perfectly okay.
Right. And then look, you got me questioning myself. Do I?
Damn right, you better question yourself.
Right. You got to reflect. You got to self-reflect at this moment.
Do I not like anime? But I'm watching goddamn Cyberpunk, and it's great. Like, I like.
Cyberpunk is an anime, but it's not an anime. It's an anime based on already existing material.
But it's an anime, and it's extreme anime. So I was just like, it's one of those, like, on the level of, you can show this to, like, if you're trying to get a teenager,
or an OVA.
You're trying to get a teenager, these are two, I recommend Chainsaw Man, I recommend My Hero, yeah. I recommend Cyberpunk. I recommend, you know,
to start out some, and Witcher.
Because
if they don't play The Witcher, they would. Oh wait, the animated Witcher hadn't come out yet, has it?
I ain't seen no animated Witcher, but they, I ain't seen it. But
it's on Netflix. I don't know if it came out yet, though.
But I just consider it like a start. I was just like, well, you know, that's simple. Like,
I'm curious to see. I like the opening scene where they had the guy in the restaurant doing the reservation dog scene.
I seen him in pictures, like, you didn't catch the reference. Like, a movie guy.
I was like,
exactly.
No, because that's the thing that got me. I was like, oh, Ocean, he's a movie guy. So when I seen all the movie spoofs, I was like, oh, Ocean.
At the same time,
Ocean gonna love this
at
shit.
At the same time, he's watching anime. And if he's watching anime with a totally oblivious mind, he's not gonna be looking for that.
I mean, not looking, but, you know.
I wouldn't have caught that.
It wouldn't be on his radar. You would not catch it at first. Just like, you know about Cthulhu. You know what Cthulhu is, but you didn't catch it. You didn't catch none of that shit.
That's true. I mean, there are definitely certain things, like, there'll be something that I'll catch. Mm-hmm. Like,
because you don't expect it.
I'll catch a reference. Like, I catch when other shows do references of other shows.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you tell me I watched the episode and be like, did you catch the Sailor Moon reference? Like, yes, I caught the Sailor Moon reference.
Well, of course I saw that shit.
The Evangelion reference? Yes, I caught the Evangelion. Did you catch the JoJo reference? Yes, I caught the JoJo reference. I only watch JoJo, and I caught the damn JoJo reference.
Right, you know. Don't know them
to catch the reference.
Exactly, because it's in the zeitgeist at this point. They brought back a lot of those old 80s rock bands too. Those progressive rock bands from the 80s, like REO Speedwagon and what was the group that made the song Roundabout? Because that's the one that it was always the meme when it was like To Be Continued. Mm-hmm. That was the song. It was called Roundabout, but that was the name of the band.
Well, congratulations, Oceans, for choosing to stick with it.
Yeah, I'm going
to
keep watching it. I mean, like I said, if everybody's on this shit, then
I ain't wanna,
it wasn't terrible.
I don't want to lose faith in you.
It's worth it. It just... Why is nigga in debt?
Bro, because his dad. His dad had this debt with a loan shark, or for whatever fucking reason.
So he killed himself.
He committed suicide.
Yeah, how did I miss that?
Yeah, he committed suicide. And after that, the loan shark came to his son and said, look, man, your dad owe me this, nigga. That's on you. You gonna pay me this shit back. And, you know, that's why he sold his body to, you know, for money. Because he was just like, well, I gotta pay back my dad's debt. Why? Because an adult told me when I was young and I had nothing else that this is what I had to do. And, you know.
Yeah, you gotta remember on Squid Games, they even signed Buddy up when he was like, look, you owe us this amount of money. And we know you're not going to have it. So you need to sign this contract that legally binds you to us being able to take your kidney and your eyeballs and all that shit.
Yeah.
You know, they really hold to that shit over there in Japan. That's why the Yakuza and the Triads and all that shit exist the way they do.
I'm pretty sure the mob up there
in
Boston did this same shit, bro. Like,
but American laws aren't as, you know. Nationalists.
We started getting rid, you know, like
organized crime now.
Yeah, we created a task force to do it. Over there, it's like kind of, I don't know. I don't really know how the culture works in that form, but I'm pretty sure Yakuza's operate the same way that, you know, left or right wing organizations within corporations.
Hell no, they don't.
What I mean by that is, like, it's this corporate entity. It's like you can still operate how you operate, but if we got gangs over here, we still got, I'll put it like this, bro. They can't put a cap on blood, Crips, or nothing else that go on in this culture with us. Correct. So how do I expect for that not to be the case in another country? Organized crime is going to organize what organized. You can only do what you can about it.
But
I don't know enough about the Yakuza. I'm just talking about overall.
I was going to say overall, though, the difference between Chinese, Japanese, and other places like that is that our law tends to extend a lot further than theirs.
Exactly. That was the point I was going to get to.
They can do some shit over there.
They can commit crime openly over there, and the police can see it, and they're not just turning a blind eye. They actively cannot do anything about it. Because they're technically not doing something illegal.
It's as soon as they step foot outside of some place that got some jurisdiction, which is a lot of places that people don't think.
You really ain't got no.
The DEA goes pretty much everywhere and fucks some shit up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, I don't know enough about the inner workings of that society's crime. I just know about how it's presented through me through media.
I'm not even gonna lie to you, dog. I have learned it so much just from playing one specific game. Well, one game series. Yakuza game series, because it's based on this real dude's account of his life doing that kind of shit. And a lot of people that worked on the team were fucking thugs and gangsters and shit. So they put this facade over the game to make it, you know.
I look at it in the same way you would get one of those drug movies. You'll be like, bro, did this really happen? I'm watching American Gangster.
Right, they just
like,
changed enough of the
I'm
name.
Watching American Gangster, like, bullshit. Like, right. It was like, no, bro, this happened.
That pretty much happened.
That happened. Like, yeah, damn.
That was at a time where you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Boston they didn't have security.
Yeah. Blow, like, that
he
happened.
Really happened. He's a real person.
Yeah. But, you know, it's you ain't going to see no good. You ain't going to see too good of anything fiction based on that. Oh, because the only way you can make it real good is you associate it so close to real life.
Good fellas.
Yeah. Yeah. Got these guys as, what do they call them?
Consultants.
Yeah, as consultants.
Yeah.
And they're giving you all the details except the important ones.
You seen Ray Donovan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, bro, they giving you the real.
Oh, yeah, he's super. Hey, you know what? Hold on. I want to say something. I went to the fair earlier today, and I've never wanted to take a shit on somebody's vendor booth earlier more than what I did when I seen in there, and I told the motherfuckers that shit. But it was one booth in there. They had Confederate flags. You know, they had, like, you know, a bunch of Republican shit and Herschel Walker shit, and they had, like, fucking, you know, Confederate flags. I'm like, man, why the fuck y'all got this shit? Like,
that's the one thing I hate about free market, bro. Free market. That's one thing I hate about it.
And I said very loudly, like, it's like, I ain't never wanted. He says, I've never in my whole life wanted to take a shit on somebody's fucking vendor booth so bad for.
And make it so bad, you know what? I would actually buy something from there and then shit. I'd buy, like, a little mini Republican bandana.
Like, I like
shit.
All the Let's Go branded shit, you know, Let's Go branded, that shit cool. All the Herschel Walker shit cool. All the Run.
Because that's all funny. That's a fucking living joke is what that is. That just makes you guys' ignorance more available to the common world.
Then so I seen, like, one or two, like, 19, 17-year-old Confederate flag. I'm like, man, y'all should know better by now, man.
Right. Come on, dog.
Like
we're not. It's not going to change.
It just takes you to slap one of the motherfuckers in the mouth.
It just takes you to slap one of them. Like, I can't do it.
One, like, I wish I went to a high school where motherfuckers was wearing Confederate flags in there and shit like that.
I mean,
that.
I did. They were very open with their racist views at
that's
the time.
That's why, like, I was talking about that shit. I was like, man, that shit is so.
Hell yeah,
wild
them motherfuckers
to me.
Was wearing them shits even in the high school, bro. Them motherfuckers. This was out there.
But you know what? The crazy thing about it was because I seen that on the flag, not to take it, not to get no serious.
You didn't think
shit.
About it immediately at first.
I mean, it wasn't no. I was a child that didn't, you know, although history is like my best subject. Oh, you talking about Megan?
That Chucky. We gonna get to that. We gonna get to that.
That motherfucker Megan, bro.
We gonna get to her. First AI actress. No, that's what they gonna be saying.
Oh, no, that's a kid with a, you know, it gotta be a kid
with a mask with on. Mask, I mean, you can tell in the trailer and shit. That's what I told him earlier. I was like,
I feel like, hold up, with that Megan shit, they fucked up because they should have. I guess they don't. The movie come out in January. We're in October. We seeing the trailer.
It's Halloween, yeah.
Like, bro, that movie's supposed to come out within the next 10 days.
Yeah, that movie's way out of season.
Like, that movie is supposed to be coming out now because, of course, they didn't anticipate the trailer to go viral and, you know, for black folks to be like, oh, nah, because I seen memes like crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, bro, that movie kind of hot right now. Like, I think this movie should come out before people forget about it.
Yeah, I don't understand. Well, I mean, I know
that. Reserve probably your time, slide and submit it. But I'm just like, bro, like, a movie like that don't need to come in a movie theater, bro, because people ain't gonna spend money to see that. Like
I mean,
they are. But if you put that movie on Netflix,
if you put that shit on Netflix,
it's breaking records.
Oh yeah, but the sad thing is, they think that shit was gonna do well. Oh yeah.
What?
Yes. Joaquin Phoenix has seen a lot of stuff in Hollywood, bro. In 2013, from Her. Yeah, of course.
Did you ever see Her?
Her?
The movie, Her.
The movie.
About the guy that
fell in love with his voice.
Phone. The voice on the phone.
Oh, nah, I know you're talking about. Yeah, nah.
Well, it's not even his phone. It was his AI. It was his whole shit.
His whole shit.
It wasn't just his phone.
Yeah, that's right. It was his AI.
Throw back up, please.
It was both of them. It was Joaquin Phoenix, who was the guy, and Scarlett Johansson was the voice.
The reason why I am chuckling, because I am a man, do not giggle, is Scarlett Johansson says,
Joaquin
Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Left her set during a bizarre orgasm scene.
So you added at least three words into the title that are not in the title, which gives it a completely different connotation.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
You absolutely
Scarlett Johansson says
Joaquin Phoenix
left her set during bizarre orgasm scene. Is that not what you just said?
No, what it is that's the meme of commas. Well, punctuation makes a difference, period.
I read it how it sounds.
No, you didn't use the single quotation around her, which implies that's the title of something. You just read it as, and that's what you're saying. That's what makes it funny. Scarlett Johansson says Joaquin Phoenix left her set during bizarre orgasm scene.
Because you added a couple words in there. You left her on a set during a baguette. You added a couple words, and I'm like, wait a minute, huh? Hey, where did that come from?
I just read it.
No. No, you cool.
You didn't leave her on a set. I wouldn't.
During bizarre orgasm scene.
Mm-hmm. Because it's just her voice, but, I mean, she might actually just be sitting there off camera with
him.
Talking.
Come for me, daddy.
I mean, no, she's got a personality and shit, and that's what makes it so bad.
He's like, let's get dirty.
I don't want him to get dirty. I don't want the Joker to get dirty.
Okay, so apparently Joaquin Phoenix really wanted to do the scene. he didn't want to just act. Like, he was like, nah, I'm gonna really have to, like, you know, to pull this off. Like,
I'm gonna have to really do this.
I really need to bust a nut.
I'm gonna have to go full method. I gotta go full method
really
on this.
I wanna bust a nut. Like, not because I'm a pervert, but because, no, I really.
That's how we gotta get the reality of the scene.
I can't act this out. I can do it in real life better than I can act it out, so let me do that. And Scarlett Johansson's just like, look, man, I don't wanna hear myself orgasm, let alone hear myself fake orgasm. But fuck it, I done signed up for the role. Let's,
you gotta do it.
You know, we gonna do.
Let's go full method.
Yeah, like,
do this. He couldn't get in there.
She said, she was like, let's get dirty. She was like, fuck it, like, I'ma do it. You know, he came in, and cause she didn't wanna be the only person, you know, just like faking it. But, you know,
He was like, yeah, I'm not faking. I'm going all in. But he couldn't do it.
No, he said he couldn't do it. He said he was mad. He just, I don't know. I guess he felt like, you know, you got scars on
it. Inadequate, right.
On it in your ear.
And you just can't focus. Like, bro, what is going on?
That might have made him soft, bro. Like, I mean, bruh, I ain't trying to talk about the man, but it sounded like Scarlett Johansson doing her thing. Just, he was like,
I can't, bro.
Like,
just can't.
Just.
Because maybe he wanted that. Don't say anything. And maybe that, or maybe it was either that or the opposite. Either he was extremely, you know,
too not horny.
Ready, or he was way too horny. Too horny.
Yeah, like he just couldn't.
He probably just
couldn't, or he was just so horny that he couldn't.
Joker definitely probably creamed himself.
Like, I gotta go.
Before it was
right, he was like, look, I just can't do this.
Nah, because I'm at, nah.
I already did do this.
Right.
That's what it was.
Thinking himself up into the scenes. Okay, well, let me go ahead and rub one out so I'm not too
excited. Oh, too late.
Right.
And
he couldn't get that back in the mind frame.
He really thought that he could skip that step and let Scarlett Johansson moan.
Oh, set him up to get
like
there.
Like, he wasn't gone. That's what happened. Because he said he was mad. He stormed off. Yep. Like, he didn't go off, like, relieved. He went off like, damn it. Like, it's already over with. Now I got to come back and fake the rest of this.
Right. Like, God damn it.
I got to do this in post-nut clarity, nigga. I kind of feel like I just want to sit in my trailer.
Right. Right, I'm really off.
I feel disgusted by what I just did. That's exactly what happened. That nigga felt disgusted.
Take me off the call sheet for the rest of the day.
Oh my God, what the fuck did I just do? I'm not even gonna get an Oscar for this.
I didn't even get paid for this.
It was posting.
I volunteered for this. I gotta get out of doing this message shit.
It had to be. It was either that or. That had to be, yeah. That makes the most sense to me. Like, that's what happened to your boy.
Or she said some real vulgar shit. That only he could hear.
Yeah, maybe they were joking around at first to lighten the mood, and he just couldn't get that out of his mind or something. I'm sorry.
Bro, have you ever watched a funny porno? What if it take you there quicker? I'm just saying, bro.
You know what? I mean, like,
if she laughing all sexy in your ear, you smile.
Yeah, that's what I was like, about to say. Like, funny scenarios are more sexy to me than being like
nigga
super romantic. Exactly. Here we go.
Right. Just like that. They just come running out.
Yeah, yeah, ready to go.
Hit the fucking wall.
Right.
Damn. He already done it. Yep. She revealed he already done it.
Yep.
He already done it in person. Damn. Now he gotta come back and finish the scene when he didn't.
Yep, I knew it, bro. He tried to go and rub one out. So he was like,
he gotta do it. He already done it.
I wanna look professional. I don't want to be too excited.
I already know one off is going to take me a little while to get the second one.
Nah, bruh.
You a nasty man, Joker.
I mean, not necessarily. He was trying to be professional, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
No, remember, have you still been watching Reboot?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to have the, what they call that? The Vag Yoga or whatever that shit is? Or the modesty sock, the fuck sock? You want that? And the sad thing is, in the cosplay world, I've come across it a couple of times. I was like, why didn't they just give him a dance belt? That would have just solved the whole thing.
Oh, I thought you thought nigga had, like, you know how they got the rose? You had, like, a mobile Guac 3000.
Oh, no. It was this one scene. They had to have an intimate scene where the husband and the wife were in bed together.
And Peel. Not Key.
Yeah. Keegan-Michael Key is the husband on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And
with the lady from 30-year-old Virgin.
Yeah. And they haven't been together in like 10 years. They were in an actual relationship. So they were worried about like, our old feelings going to come into play? And she's going through a divorce. They having the bed scene and he gets a natural erection and she feels it. And then there's this whole HR issue about it that happened.
Johnny Knoxville is in the show too.
Yeah, he plays the brother. Yeah, the brother of his wife. Yeah, it's real funny.
Bro, I could not be an actor for that sole reason. It's just like, bro.
That's what happened. And he was like, it wasn't that serious. And she's like dying on the inside. Well, actually, in person, because she's like, look, this not that serious at all. But I'm really.
She's making a big deal out of the fuck with him.
Just to fuck with him. And all this shit gets serious, more serious about it.
Bro. And again, Reboot is made by the same people that did Modern Family.
Nah, man,
so the two HR, well, the director of the show and one of the HR assistant comes in and he's like, yeah.
You gotta wear a modesty sock.
Yeah, or we've got this other option and he pulls out what looks like a giant sumo wrestler's thing. He's like, what the hell is that? He's called this a Vag Yoga or something like that. It's so that they don't feel anything. Like, The woman doesn't feel any of your erection. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, he was so excited yesterday. I guess his feelings were so strong. He's going to blow a hole through it because she just keeps making a big deal out of it. He's like, no, I don't have feelings. And that's the whole little thing between them. Because she's worried about not being sexy anymore in the public eye. And the little black girl that comes in was on this show. What was it called? Sexology. Fuck Buddy Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Fuck Buddy Mountain. She's a reality star. And she's now the long-lost daughter on the show. And the week before, the wife was trying to ruin her. So she was giving her conflicting acting recommendations mm-hmm. to what...
Well, because she was a terrible fucking actor to start off.
And Keegan was telling her good tips, and she was starting to get better, and she's like, no, I'm not going to be upstaged by her. So she started giving her conflicting mm-hmm. tips. So now she wants to be her friend.
And Johnny mm-hmm. Knoxville is fucking the co-stars for mom.
Yeah, who plays his son on the show. And he's like, yo, my TV dad and my real-life mom are fucking. I love it. So he's with the shit.
Do you like her, or do you like her?
Yeah, or do you like her? I want to be sure. Because he knows he's an adult, but he still acts like a kid.
Right.
He still says and acts like a kid. But he's been a kid actor. He's been acting since, like, age 4.
Go back to watch your Resident.
Man, that shit is funny, man. That's a pretty funny-ass show.
Yeah. I fuck with Reboot. He told me to go back and fuck with my Resident. Cause I ain't like Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, man. I was just like, yeah, go back to your shit like Resident. You motherfucker tell me he watched the Resident.
Right, no, what'd you say? No, tell me more about the Queen of the South.
Yeah, please tell me more.
Please tell me more about
it. I told you that was a horrible show. I just can't stop watching. It's a train wreck.
I'm like, he's like, hold on, bro. You ain't finna talk about the nigga with the chainsaw. I'm glad that Edge Runners did, you know, took it your fancy.
Give me a hug.
You know, that is something.
It's good, man.
Like, I'm glad you decided to check that shit out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was
so good it made people pick up the game again. And then it's like, this game was known for being a terrible fucking game. And people want to play it now. They came out with a new update, made it a little bit more better.
They hot see right the
Project
now.
Red. Yeah. They'll get a little more excited about it.
AKA the Black Three Eye. Black Carlos.
So give me your number, Ocean. Give me your number.
Minimum of 8, man. Minimum of 8.
Okay.
Depending on what I done had to drink, depending on what I haven't, it could be a 9. Gotcha. I mean, let's see what I did not like about it.
It is a respectable assessment.
What I did not like about it, I really could not tell you. Like, it's nothing that I don't like about it. Even the romanticism that was involved in it made sense. And then Starman, we gotta give Starman some credit. You gotta clap it up for yourself. He's been on the interweb, on the TikToks and all this stuff like that, and he came out with a wonderful thing about pushing your limits. And I just felt like that Edge Runner shit was right on par with that.
I got a difference.
Call him the Edge Runner, Cyberpunk.
I mean,
you know what it is.
Cyberpunk Edge Runners. That shit was great, man. Like, I've been looking for some anime. I've been wanting something.
And people love Cyberpunk. They don't know they love that, but they love it. Everybody loves it. Not everybody loves steampunk, but everybody loves Cyberpunk. Everybody wants to dream or see the future with people that look like robots, robots.
And I can see the mm-hmm. integration of tech and human. Mm-hmm. Like, we're only a couple months away from something similar.
No, we ain't months away, but we close.
Nah, you seen the goddamn Elon Musk chimps.
Yeah, but
they all died, but...
We ain't that close.
But that's a central... That's a theme in all the ones that they do. Like, all the anime has... That's one of the central themes of
most trigger anime. Turn this off.
Yeah, but it's got some form of integrated technology that's unexplained.
Bryce Harper too. Fuck.
Because one of my favorites that doesn't explain anything.
This is all your fault. Fuck this podcast. It's you, damn. You Philly loving motherfucker. Fuck you.
I hope you don't like
Damn, dog.
When it comes to baseball.
No, 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 no. All right, so I reached out to him after the first Braves game because they lost to Phillies. And I reached out to him on something like, hey, bro, because I wanted to fuck with him, you know. So I'm just like, look, bro, before you come over here talking me about some Eagles shit, I just want to let you know I am a Braves fan, too. Mm-hmm. I'm rooting for the Braves. Just because I like the Eagles don't mean I like the Phillies. Mm-hmm. So don't come with that fuck shit because I ain't trying to hear that shit, right? So that's what I told him. And he was like, nah, man, they gonna be all right, man. Fuck them niggas. Like, I was like, all right, shit, I'm with you, bro. Shit, I own several Atlanta Braves hats. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm with it. I got a jersey. I'm down, bro. I'm dying since 92, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm dying since 92.
You have a Braves starter jacket.
You know, but anyway, when, you know, shit like this happened, it's like, look, bro, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm catching smoke with all the Cowboy fans this weekend.
Oh, I bet you are.
Because I'm going to have to tuck my tail if this thing don't go.
I'm rooting for you guys, bro.
But fuck the Cowboys.
Eagles is actually one of my other teams that I used to like when Donovan McNabb played.
See this shit? Mm-hmm. That's how shocked I was at what he just said.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm an Atlanta fan through and through, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm born and red that shot, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a realist. I'm not gonna pigeonhole my children to be fans of Atlanta. Like, no, go off. Like,
see the world and find teams.
Like teams that win things.
Find teams that will bring you joy in your life.
A proclamation shocked me.
I mean, you know, Falcons, if you know.
What if in 21-23 the Atlanta Falcons become the dominating force of the NFLX?
Of the NFL X? Mm-hmm. What is that?
What's the X stand for?
Future. The future.
And why not?
NFL? That's when the actual Falcons are actual fucking Falcons. Yes.
The actual birds on the field.
Yes.
Like, they're not faster. Mascots anymore. Yeah,
they're faster than Eagles. So Eagle will kill a Falcon, but a Falcon's faster.
Now, eventually they're gonna make robots or some kind of android that can play this game.
Elon Musk already got them.
But I mean, people are gonna always
dynamic.
No, as long as people are content.
Imagine how racist the Boston Dynamic AI robots are.
No, what I'm saying, as long as shit can happen to Tua that shouldn't have happened to Tua, as long as that shit keeps happening, bro, we're one step closer to the robots taking over. Because you just can't give them.
You remember the video game you used to play?
No, I'm gonna tell you what it would end up being, dog.
Like, you can't keep doing that.
If that shit happened, it would end up being like the world in Ape Man After. There were cyborgs, and then there were cybernetic athletes. They just embraced it in the sports world. But these motherfuckers started getting addicted to
cybernetic drugs because they still felt
pain and stuff.
With Wolverine, as a boxer. Rock 'em Sock 'em Robots.
Real Steel.
Yeah. That and then District 9?
But they already got an anime. That's Megalobox.
Yeah, Megalobox.
Megalobox.
I'm talking about real life.
And that's my beef with Megalobox. I was just like, motherfucker, I can watch Ippo. I thought I was really going to see a nigga put some enhanced arms on and box. And I'm like, how you going to box robot arms? And it was just like, we going to box robot arms. That whole concept.
It's like, how we going to box with robot arms? We going to box with robot arms.
It
that's
a little
how.
Extreme that they got a whole boxing sport where people wear fake arms.
To make themselves stronger.
I was just like, bro, it's boxing. Like, bro, this at that point, you can't box. You hit me in the face one time with mechanical arms, bro. Like, I'm dead.
Right.
Like, so Megalobox never got me in the sense. So it looked good because it got that Cowboy Bebop raunchy Spike Spiegel feel to it. But that whole concept was like, so when he makes them, you got to fight me without the gear. It was like, well, I get
that's
it.
What boxing's supposed
that's
to
what
be.
What boxing's supposed to be. But then I'm just like, so you introduce this whole technology just to take it off? Like, nigga, you could have just gave me a boxing anime. Damn.
They couldn't. They didn't believe in it.
Because
gotta make it futuristic.
Thor is supposed to be, his technique's supposed to be so good. He can beat
these. He don't need it.
He can beat these niggas with cheap gear.
Yeah.
He still got it, but he can beat them with cheap gear.
Right.
Because his technique's so good and they started to rely on technology. I thought that's where they were going. When niggas had to take their shit off because he ain't have none and they got their ass whooped because, like,
this should have been a straightforward boxing anime.
Boxing anime. Like, damn, bro. Like.
People don't believe in, you know, keeping it pure in that sense because even the thing about Hajime no Ippo was it was purely boxing. Nobody had superpowers. Nobody had super special abilities. But everybody's finisher was different.
Yeah.
How they ended the round, or their technique, their boxing technique was different. They were in fighters, or they were outside speed fighters. They used different, the Philly shell technique. They used the turtle technique. It all depended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the way they drew it super dynamic. They always made it look like, okay, this one dude had a special move called Smash, which was a leaning hook, uppercut, cross type thing. He would lean back and punch up like this. And that would be his finishing move.
It looked like a like something Ken would, I mean, something Ryu would do on Street yeah. Fighter, but, and, he don't
but
jump.
He would end up jumping into the jumping uppercut, but he didn't do that. He just...
They make
and it ended up coming across like this.
Side frame looked like a video game, but when they actually go back to the reality of the show, it was just a regular uppercut.
Yeah.
But you
well,
got
no, it was the actual side.
Yeah, it was
whatever
that punch.
It was, but they
it was
drew
that
it
punch.
Like he dragged the ground.
Yeah.
So close, and they drew all this wind coming off. They made it extra dynamic to
slowed
force all this power.
And that nigga might just get scared because that bitch had grazed
and
his chin.
And it just grazed it. Yeah.
Like, one of my favorite ones, the guy, his special move is a flicker punch.
Yeah, the flicker jab.
And, like, the
and
way that...
he used Philly style, so he would always
he
have
did
the
it.
One down
so
arm.
He, yeah, so when he flicked that motherfucker, like...
They made it look like
a
rope.
They made it look like he got, like, a rope. His arm, like, rope, because...
He whipped it. He looked yeah. like a whip.
Yeah, the distance would be so far between the fight.
Hajime no Ippo. No Fighting Spirit.
Fighting Spirit. It's a boxing anime.
What is this on?
Hulu.
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
I think Hajime no Ippo's on Hulu.
No, I don't know how to spell that.
That
I said that sounds.
And the thing about it is,
great.
The kid Ippo, the kid himself, he's not a boxer. He just helps his mom with her fishing boat rental business. He carries all the coolers and shit, helps the fishermen out onto the boat. So he's just country boy strong in a way.
Yeah,
and. There's this one boxer that he idolizes at the local gym. He's got the big pompadour and all that shit. And he's got two homeboys that are decent boxers.
It's on Crunchyroll.
Everybody picks at him at school. I might still have the DVDs. But if it's on Crunchyroll, then it's already there.
I don't have a DVD player.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's on Crunchyroll and the movies. Because this movie's that tie into the series.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a coming of age story, you know.
That, he gets picked on at school at first.
And becomes an amateur to professional boxer.
Yeah. He gets picked on because he doesn't fight or nothing. He's just, you know, pretty much a keep a head down kind of kid. And then he got picked on one day. And the boxer that he idolizes was doing some road work one day and saw the kids picking on him. He was like, hey, man, you got to learn to stand up for yourself. I'm going to teach you. So he went over and basically taught him how to jab without teaching him. He was like, go hit the tree and try to grab the leaf as they fall down. Yeah, so he was teaching him to throw his arm
out
there.
Turn his hand over, yeah.
So he was like, okay, I'm going to just do this with my one hand. He's like, once you can catch 10, then I'll show you the next thing. And so instead of doing it with two hands, thinking he's like, okay, do 5 each, he did it all 10 with one hand. Catching 10 leaves in one hand. He's not thinking one leaf, two leaves, three leaves, four leaves. He's thinking grab the leaf,
three, four,
grab two, grab three, grab four. So then he starts doing that, and he's the boxer who's already like minor league champ level. He's like, what the fuck? I don't even do that. I thought you were going to like grab a leaf and have 5 in each hand. This man did 10 in one hand. He's like, okay, you got some skill. I need to bring you to the gym. And come to find out, he's got this ability.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He can box.
He's just got natural guts. Yeah, he can box.
He can
fight.
Yeah. They use...
You should text me the name of that shit, because I don't know how to spell that goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm. And you know who Patrick Dempsey is, right?
Yeah.
The boxer?
He's in
That's his signature... No, he's not in it. That's his signature move. The Dempsey roll.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a bootleg.
That's a motherfucking anime, nigga. You got a nigga with a goddamn hood on, merged with a puppy pig chainsaw face. Like, you gotta give me a hug to goddamn unchainsaw my face.
Bruh, hold on. I sent you a list. I put Hajime no Ippo on this fucking list and told you it's a boxing anime. Nigga, I was screenshot.
Damn, okay,
shit.
That's why it sounds familiar.
Screenshot.
That's
this
why
shit
it sounds familiar.
And put my score on it and send it to your ass and said, watch it.
All right, well,
and
I
was on the fucking list. Like, nigga.
All right,
You're right.
See, you should have just sent him a clip from one of the fights, and then he would have been.
That's what I be doing on TikTok. Mm-hmm. I just get on TikTok and I be like, you know what? Let me put you on something. I do a Hajime no Ippo TikTok and just to dedicate it to you.
Yeah, because the reason why is because I don't got Crunchyroll, so I watched you, but you told me to watch.
The pod got Crunchyroll, Jordan.
I don't remember. That's why I look at you and did this.
Because I think one of my favorite boxers on the show, it's not one of the main ones, is the doctor.
Because that's what I liked about, was it Baki that had Muhammad Ali Jr.?
Yeah.
That's what I love.
See, Baki's a good one, and another one called Shoot Fighter Tekken. That one's super underground. It only had 3 volumes. I think it was 6 episodes. It was an OAV. And I don't think they're ever going to make a remake of it. Because Grappler Baki came back and took off again, and that, and what's the other one? Jujutsu Kaisen. Everybody loves those, but
Jujutsu Kaisen is on my list. I've seen enough.
That movie.
Yeah, you can just watch. You can watch the movie.
Kaisen Zero.
If you want to just save yourself on the series and just see if you like it, watch the movie.
That's why I don't go back to a lot of the older animes that has like hundreds of episodes. I'm like, man, I don't have time.
I mean, that's one.
The sad thing is they were made that way back then, so. The pacing for him is pretty good. The only one that really wasn't, that had a lot of episodes like that, is Naruto and Bleach. And One Piece, because they were just writing and just writing and writing. So eventually
it gets a lot of filler.
You'll get a season of filler, bro. You'll get a season where no story progression happens. It's all off time.
But sometimes, you know, depending on what show you're watching, you might enjoy those fillers. Like, some shows give you good fillers, but boxing anime, that's up your alley, man. Well, all right, since we talked, since you brought up, you know, people in, want the purest sense of anime, I want to talk about people who want the purest sense of what the fuck they expect. I'm trying to make this a She-Hulk conversation because we got the season finale of She-Hulk this week.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
And
a lot of people that watched this show, that hated this show, weren't She-Hulk fans and didn't know what they were getting.
Yeah, they didn't like She-Hulk. So when we get to the end, and I ain't going to lie to you, I ain't going to act like I didn't feel conflicted by this season finale of She-Hulk, because I was truly like,
I didn't like it.
I mean, that's fair, bro. The internet, I've seen the internet is evenly split on, I didn't like it.
It was genius.
And that shit was amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit was smart as fuck.
Parts of it. And, like, I feel like overall,
I don't like the fact that it was only 30 minutes. It should have been an hour. Like, if you were going to do this shit, give me an hour of this shit, man.
Too much left off the table.
Yeah.
You just kind of wrapped up, like,
y'all gave us this offhanded confirmation of a second season. It's like, bruh, I don't want that.
I would have much rather you wrapped up with her going into a rage on the last episode and that being the last.
Yeah, and this whole, yeah, with the whole intelligentsia thing
in there. Like, I like that. Yeah. I like that Kevin as AI, because it reinforced my South Park narrative that this shit is made by a bunch of manatees. That pick balls out of the damn thing.
But it
medic.
It was people on there. It was a lot of people online who shared that scene. And when I finished the episode, like, I'm not going to lie, like, the whole stealing her blood, like, I really wanted to see that go through. But when they finally got to the scene, and I was like, hold up. Like, the Hulk is here, Titania's here. I was just like, all right, not it. In that moment, I'm seeing this is just like, this. Like, this the finale y'all doing? Because now it's y'all doing too much. It went from exactly what I wanted to y'all doing too much to they
then,
gave.
Yeah, because I like the breaking the fourth wall.
That was Jennifer's whole reason. She was like, what the hell?
But when she, because not only did she stopped it in that moment, and it was just like, you got to remember what show you're watching. When she kicked over the menu, mm-hmm. I was just like, okay.
That was pretty dope.
Y'all off the goddamn, okay, because that's the whole
thing. That was dope and very different.
Because this show didn't do any action. Like, there were no action scenes in it. She threw a couple of niggas and she slammed somebody. Other than her and Titania at the wedding, bro, there was virtually no action. Jennifer can't fight. She ain't got hands.
It was more cameos.
So I'm glad that they didn't lean on an action-packed finale, because I'm like, right. Well, she never gave us no action. You might as well keep it. They went super metal. And I was like, damn, y'all went so metal. It was like, damn, y'all trying to get out intellectual. But it was so metal because it's like, damn, y'all actually know what the fuck we saying. And if that's the damn case, then what's up with this Blade shit? We'll get to that later. But
right.
But yeah, she even asked about the X-Men, and it was just like, damn, y'all really gonna do that? Like, after She-Hulk asked about the X-Men, I was like, all right, bro, what the fuck?
We'll wait and see.
Like, what the fuck? But I feel like you, I felt conflicted. Like, I truly felt like this is not what I wanted. Although I'm not disappointed, it's not what I wanted.
Because the season up to that point was pretty, it was an 8 to me. It's still an 8 to me. But I'm not a fan of the finale. The finale just, it did too much and not enough at the same time. Like, it definitely wasn't long enough. Like, it could have definitely explained a few more things. And it was going one way. And then she was like, let me just slam on the brakes. And like you said, she broke through the menu. I thought that was pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, I mean, that's her doing the legit fourth wall breaking that people were expecting from the comics.
I wanted them to go back and replay the scene and fix it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that they were going to just gloss over it and go straight to, I was like, okay.
The end of it.
It's a court drama. We at the end. And she was like, nah, I won't. But then when she was just like, oh yeah, and give me a Daredevil.
Right, because again.
Because a woman has knees. And I was like, damn, Jennifer liked the fuck, bro. And yeah. That was my favorite thing about She-Hulk is like they didn't shy away from like, nah, bro, Jennifer a freak, bro.
Yeah. And she got kicked out of the Avengers for fucking and drinking too much.
What I love most, I love the fucking cameos, bro. It was Daredevil in this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. It was goddamn Obama Nation. It was goddamn
Obama State, dog.
Yeah, goddamn Obama was in that thing. You had goddamn
Mr. Immortal.
Yeah, Wong.
Doing that thing like that with his
Wong.
Wax on, wax off.
Yeah, Wong the Sorcerer Supreme. Yeah,
man, like Daredevil. I already said
Daredevil. And Daredevil again. And then Matt Murdock was in there.
Yeah, bro. And then whoever made the suits, bro, I want to see more of him.
Oh, yeah.
Funny as hell.
Oh, yeah. Because he is a character, but he's not, like, so important. But I like the fact that they made him very...
white dude. A random white dude in the comment. But then they're just like, nah, man. He a designer today. Shout out to Virgil. Like, he probably just eccentric black dude. Like I like
that. You need that.
You need that.
Eccentric black dudes.
I got to give you credit, Ocean. All right, so I brought up some last week. All right, so me and him were arguing.
You know what I need.
Me and him... All right, so they played Lotto Big Energy in the finale.
Mm-hmm.
I concede to your whole mainstream about that song because me and him were just having an argument. I was like, he's like, man, that song on commercials and shit. And I was just like, bro, I ain't seen that song on no commercials. I done seen it on highlight reels, the same as I done heard Super Gremlin during the, you know, the All-Star game and different events. But, you know, I ain't heard it on TV. But this is a sample of Mariah Carey that Shada said she didn't recognize, but I knew that was cap, regardless of her being 22, because, I mean, like, I'm sorry, bro, that's Mariah Carey. That shit is a top 10 hit. That's a hit. You heard that song. Anyway,
I guarantee you've heard that song.
That shit plays a lot. You've heard it, even if you didn't know what it was. But anyway, sample the song.
Yeah, she didn't know what it was.
And I think that's cap. That's absolutely cap. But irregardless, they played it during She-Hulk. And when they played, I was like, I got to get Ocean his. All right, Ocean. I like the theme of them playing, like, women's music. Like, women's hip-hop. Like, all because I love hip-hop being in Marvel shit. Like, I felt like, you know, not Nick Fury, but Luke Cage was the only one to really try to give you hip-hop vibes. Like, that Biggie poster is still hard as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, everybody would stand in a room and a crown would be on the corner of their head depending on the angle of the shot.
Yeah.
That shit was hard as fuck.
That's why I hate it.
But irregardless, I do like how they show love to, you know, like the hip women in hip hop and just women music in general. You know, everything from Megan twerking to them playing, you know, just everything. I felt like, you know, I like women, bro. I love women, y'all. So it's just like,
so you're destroying the narrative that you hate female rappers.
Bro, I hate that I gave you that narrative, because that is not the case. I love women, and I love women when women do anything that they want to goddamn do, because I fucking love women, bro. Sometimes a little too much. But I digress. I really appreciate She-Hulk. Like, She-Hulk was dope. They got an actress that I really had, like, a real deal, real life crush on. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a girl I'd pursue if I was in a social circuit to pursue her.
Not anymore, but...
Yeah, right. She married. But, you know, she...
And I have an appreciation for her acting ability because this woman portrayed...
She-Hulk.
No.
It's Orphan Black.
Damn, they're 10 people, bro.
Orphan Black. And you see the talent and the advantages out of that whole talent. It was just like some of them women being pulled off. It puts this gloss on it where you know this is an actress. But for an actress to, like, pull you into a character, you'd be like, Shawty, you...
playing opposite herself in scenes. Yeah, like, multiple scenes.
It's like that shit become fascinating.
And it's not just one other person.
Yeah, in the freakish sense of, like, damn, this is a bit much. But it's so good. I don't know. The actress, Tatiana Maslany, like, she was my favorite thing about She-Hulk. Like, regardless of what they wrote, I knew I was going to rate it so high because she was in it. So it was hard. I was like, y'all, this is slam dunk. Don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
That's how I'm looking at that shit. Like, bro, slam dunk, bro. Just don't fuck it up.
That's how I felt about Moon Knight. I was like, okay, Moon Knight itself is going to be good. And you got Oscar Isaac that's going to be in it. And I already gave y'all a green light for choosing Oscar Isaac to play Solid Snake in the Metal Gear movie. Then next thing you know, you got this man popping up that's going to be Mark Spector. Then I saw the trailer for that shit. I was like, oh, okay.
We here.
I know Moon Knight going to be an 8 off the rip. So I was like, okay.
That's how I felt about She-Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The same rating for this.
Yeah, she had to deal with, like, all her shit. Like, just seeing it kind of build up, her break the
fourth wall.
And then
she even addressed it directly when she was talking to Kevin. She was like, yeah, but me having to deal with being Jennifer and She-Hulk at the same time and having my powers taken away, those are my stakes. That's what it is. Don't expect no extra big overarching thing.
She was like, yeah, all that extra. And then they started pointing out the cliches, things about the Marvel movie, like things that within the universe that, you know, us as the people do, like, say online. It was kind of like, it got so meta in the sense of, you know, Marvel saying, you know, we're aware, we're here.
We hear you guys.
We had a shareholders meeting with us.
Yeah, they're like, look, guys, we always hear
the shareholders meeting.
And we are going to give you what you want. Just have faith in us.
Yeah, we're not DC.
Right, we're not DC. Just have faith in us.
We're
going to
give you exactly what you want. In fact, we know what you want. We've already planned this shit out 10 years ago. We just got to put the finishing touches on it.
Yeah.
Trust me, we got you.
Yeah,
that's one of the reasons why I don't get worried whenever Marvel movies are doing reshoots. Like, when a movie's supposed to come out, and then you find out it gets pushed back because they got to do reshoots. I'm like, yo, fine with me, because you just read the algorithm again, and that bitch is like, this is not what they want. And then they go back and change that shit. I'm like, thank you, algorithm.
Yeah, I just, like, after, I don't know, like... That scene happened, you know, the guy leaked all the shit. And it was like, that last scene, I thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, because it was like, of course it'll be you. Like wow. Like, they didn't
have that was interesting to me. Having it be Todd that created the intelligentsia and everything, that subverted my whole shit, bro. I was like, whoa, okay.
Oh, wait a minute. I might have missed something.
No, Todd, the guy that flirted with her every chance
he Wakanda did. Forever.
Oh, Wakanda forever, him.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, yeah, bro, like, when him, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause it's like I couldn't.
Yeah, come at me. Yeah, him.
Like, I was like, of course. Like, when, cause I was.
Yeah,
like,
it made perfect sense.
It made sense. Like, I didn't think too hard. I wanted, because I wanted to think on some Thunderbolt Ross shit. Like, I wanted to think on some next level, like, deep Marvel. I wanted some deep cut Marvel, like, cinematic shit to, like, be happening on the bubble.
Just like she told Kevin, which he already probably thought is nope, save it for the movie. So it's like, yeah, we'll get the leader back. Might be in Captain America, but it's like, nope, don't worry about all that extra over-the-top Hulk stuff that we all want. Just wait. And I like how they gave it to us in that conversation.
Like, I'm getting a movie? No.
Right.
And I can't overstate again how funny that was to me about Kevin Feige being a robot.
Kevin
artificial.
The robot.
Yeah.
Yep.
What did it stand for?
Kevin.
They even gave you an acronym.
What did it stand for? Knowledge...
Bro, you should have had that queued up, bro, because I can't tell.
Knowledge enlightened something.
Oh, you want me to look it up?
We here, dude.
I mean, keep going.
Basically, it's the perfect Marvel creating algorithm.
Yeah. But like I said, it reminded me of the episode of South Park when they said that that Family Guy is written by a bunch of manatees.
Visual interconnectivity nexus.
There you go.
That Family Guy.
Kevin's a Nexus being too.
Yeah. Family Guy's written by manatees that go pick out balls.
Yeah.
Drop them off and they make the sentences. And I'm like, South Park be knowing.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a joke on certain writers' rooms of shows that just come up with shit.
Nah, that's a real peek into the writers' room. It's just like, bro, y'all really think this is like, nah, bro, this be
it's like how Reboot is.
It's just like, bro, this is the writers' room, bro. Like, this is really simple.
That's what I do like about Reboot. Mm-hmm. They show the writers' room and
with having the old girl and her dad, and they got the old school versus the new school. Now, you might actually kind of like it. Because the funny thing about it is, Key will incorporate, or Keegan is whatever he prefers to go by, will incorporate certain parts of sketches from Key and Peele. Like, when the show first comes back, or I should say on episode one, they make this this joke about him going off to try to be a serious actor and shit, and then he decides to play this gangster role.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody thinks he's a super gangster, so they kind of like reverse play that. What did they call him on Key and Peele? He was the British actor, but they had him come in and act like the gangster black dude. He's like, yeah, but I think I should say it more so like this. And then he was like, yeah, motherfucker, I got the shit. And then they're like, cut, that was perfect. And then the other dude is like, look, I need you to give me more. It's like, but bro, I'm from the streets. I grew up in Brooklyn. Like, he did that. So he had to go back and do that one thing in the writer's room with the old writer. He had, I'm the only motherfucker with the balls to stand up. And like, he had to be super pro-black in the moment. Only because he
has crazy how that's considered being thuggish, but
yeah, you know. right, exactly. But it played to that too. It was just this whole
shit Nick Cannon dealing with.
Just having to be.
No, it sounds like what Kanye is talking about.
Right.
It need to be able to hit this bleep button. You got it, Ferb? All right. So it sounds like what Kanye is talking about when you fuck with those goddamn Jews. Mm-hmm. And then if you say some shit about the fucking Jews, they come back and Jew some shit up. And then it's Jews over here. It's Jews over there. Fuck it. It's Jews everywhere.
And then you saying all this black shit and they got you standing over there like super militant pro-black man.
Nah, in his case, what I didn't like about that whole exchange, hold up, before I even get to that shit, give me your number on She-Hulk, nigga. Fuck that.
Hey, it's an 8.
It's an 8. Yeah, 8. Give me your number, She-Hulk.
8.
All right. We're in unanimous agreement. So that's an 8 for me.
Yeah.
She-Hulk was an 8
for me. Yeah, I like She-Hulk. Like and I was saying was to She-Hulk somebody earlier.
The first one to break out of the 6-episode mode?
No.
Which show wasn't 6 episodes?
What show has the most episodes? Because I think this was the one with the most episodes, wasn't it?
No, he's asking which one was the first to break the 6 episodes. Because
there was all just going to be 6 episodes for a while. Was Moon Knight more than 6 episodes?
Yeah. But I think Loki might have been the first one. It had more than 6
episodes. About 6 was a running thing for them for a while.
Mm. I'm not looking it up fast enough.
I mean, that's all right.
But yeah, man. That's
fix it in post.
Fix it in post. Fix it in post. Well, shit, since we sit
all
here,
all that money, nah, they pay people to be stormtroopers and shit.
Bro, this was the episode that made me really appreciate the heights you're willing to reach for, like, TV. Because the graphics that they had when it came to this scene, I'm talking about, like, you got this indigenous people who, like, we got to do
having their festival.
We got to have our festival. And the Empire who's like, bro, like, we going to let them through. You know, and yeah, I'm pretty
we
sure.
We know they like to have their festival every year. Might as well let them do
fuck
it.
Fuck them over. They were like, nah, man, fuck them. It's like, nah, man, like.
Right, this will be the last shipment we send them off on. We not finna let no more people through.
Nah, we just gonna let them in. And they let them in. But I like the whole setup, how everybody who, you know, knew somebody was like, nah, bro, we know something about this shit. There's something going on. And I like how they was in line. And, like, everybody kind of, like.
Played their little role in it.
But even I didn't hate old dude. the guy who was in charge. He didn't seem like a bad guy. He just seemed like the guy the Empire there to put in, you know, to do his job. The guy the black guy was talking to when he was just like, yeah.
Oh, the guy who was like, yeah, I don't really want the pelts from him and all that stuff. That yeah, dude,
he seemed really last the days because he didn't seem like no asshole, but I guess he probably was an asshole at some point.
Wait, which dude are you talking about? The guy who had his family there? He was like, no, my son.
Yeah, his wife got there. Yeah. What the fuck was he on?
Yeah, that motherfucker there.
So they gave him a pass.
Yeah. And he had a fucking heart attack. Died right there on the scene. But yeah, this Andor let you know, bro. And then Buddy, I knew he was on some bullshit. Buddy talking about, yeah, my brother had the farm. And then when they got to the other planet, he was like, yeah, we could just split it down the middle, half and half. You know, 30,000 units is enough to make me forget you. Like, I told you were full of shit, man.
I was just like, dog, this man. And dog, the fact that he, Andor, was like, cat. like, bro, you a fuck nigga. Like, you know.
Hell yeah.
It's like, And I like spoilers. I like how he straight up told her, like, look, he wasn't no good. And she was like, you're lying. And he was like, nah, baby.
Nah, he was going to try to steal half the money.
Gonna steal that shit, y'all.
And it was going to be up to me and him.
And I want to spare you.
Mm-hmm.
That bullshit embarrassment of him stealing his money.
Right. He was like, look, I just came for my payment on the end of what I came to do for y'all. I'm not here for none of that extra shit, bro.
Nah, that shootout. I did not expect that shootout. I knew it was going to be something.
Shootout.
Yeah, but them motherfuckers was...
Dog, that shootout was dope. It was a nice little
shootout. Hell yeah.
Because it's just the way it built up. As soon as Buddy came down there, he was like, hey, what's going on? He said, we're running the exercise. You don't have
clearance. Yeah, you don't have clearance for this. You shouldn't be here.
And the guy didn't leave. He was like, no, really, what's going on? Hold on.
Buddy had that heart attack immediately.
I'm not listening to this nigga. Really, what the fuck is going on? And dude didn't say nothing. Looking at him, he's like, seeing him like, bruh.
Niggas are stealing our money.
I would have shot him the moment he came through. I wouldn't have gave him a chance to speak. Fuck
right,
all that.
Right, because they had already jammed the fucking comms.
As soon as he came through that door, I'd have been like, pew, pew, pew. It's on
right, it's over with, dog. On
fucking sight. I wouldn't have gave you a chance to hesitate, bro. Hell because no. As soon as y'all got to open it, he didn't want to leave. It was like,
we got
stalemate, and we on the clock.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, we on the fucking clock. We ain't got no droids.
The eye is about to open and no ships will be able to enter or leave the atmosphere once these meteorites start flying.
So we got to, like, the idea is absolutely, like, let's mix in with them. It's just like, bro,
exactly. They were trying to get in that smallest window. Yeah.
It's just like, bro, if we wait till this shit, we can do it before this shit. But if we can do it after this shit, but if we do it during, we got cover.
Right, we can escape.
Like, they can't get us on the radar, because I like how they couldn't lock on once they got in that, when they were shooting up in the atmosphere. You couldn't really lock on. It was like...
Because even in the beginning, when they scrambled the system, even Buddy was like, well, maybe it was the eye, you know what I'm saying? That's what scrambles it. But hell no.
I like how they knew that. It was like, bro, this is the only day, only time we can do this shit and get it done. And plus, all the nights, it's like the eclipse. Everybody wanted to go outside and watch this event.
Yeah.
So nobody really wanted to be working at that time. So
they tried to give everybody off time. Like, they were like, yeah, you'll be on duty, but, you know, enjoy the eye.
And reverse psychology, simple shit. Like, bro, you're going to have to paint that door. Damn, you know what? Y'all ain't got to paint that door, but you better be thankful. Yes, sir. Like,
right. Hey, but guess what? After the eye is over with, make sure that door is new and painted over. But yes, sir, we got it.
Your boss tell you you want the day off, and then you think you got to work, but he tell you, like, you know what, you could take the day off. You ain't going to even be seen near fucking work.
Hell no. Nowhere on scene.
Everybody left. And I like how everybody just said, fuck it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, all that shit just started lining up. Because I like this, because it's been a slow burn with the spy shit. You know what I'm saying? Almost so much to the point where it's like, if you ain't find something to lock you in and invest you, you can kind of just, because I was talking to Cap about it. And I was like, you don't watch Andor? He's like, nah, man, ain't no Jedi in it. And I was just like, all this Star Wars shit you into? He's like, ain't no.
He likes Jedi shit.
He's like, I like Jedi shit. He was just like, you know, don't get it twisted. He was like, I like Jedi shit. And I'm like, oh,
yeah, Cap's not a Star Wars fan. He likes Jedi shit.
Like Jedi shit. That's his favorite thing about Star Wars. Mm-hmm. That's the type of Star Wars fan he is. He ain't, in the purest sense. Which I can't put him on. But to me, that's what it's, you know.
He's a Jedi fan. He's like, not a Star Wars fan. He's a Jedi fan.
A Jedi, like.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nah.
There just is a distinction.
Yeah, it's like, bro, if Andor didn't catch your attention, the big world-building part of Star Wars,
yeah.
Like, bro, ain't no lightsabers in it. Mm-hmm. And that's, I honestly kind of felt like that, but then episode 3 happened. That's why I'm glad they gave us the first 3 at the same time, because it pulled me in. Like, okay, there's some action to this shit. So
yeah, then you start to get that politics to reemerge that happened in episodes 1, 2, and 3. You're like, okay, we got Jedi's, but they talking a lot. Like, why are they talking so much?
1 and 2 was slow, 3 was the fight, and 4 and 5 was slow, 6 was the fight. So I'm just like, all right, so y'all really doing this 2 steps forward, 1 step up shit, you know what I'm saying? Then 2 steps forward and 1 step up. So I'm before the finale, I really hope...
space it.
I really hope that they, you know, give me some more action shit. Because I appreciate when the action come, because it's so mellow and it's so light.
But they give you all the build up around it. It's like that would... That's what makes the action more impactful. You like, now the stakes are high. Yes. Now I know why.
If you're invested in a spy thriller, like this whole espionage, like the slow
that's
burn.
That's the thing about Cassian Andor. It's like, that was his whole thing. Like, he was always infiltrating in and out throughout the Empire. It's like, how the fuck is he doing this shit? Like, what makes him so special? And then you kind of realize he's an unseen.
I'm just like, bro, they look at me and don't see nobody. I ain't special. Like, they don't look at me and see no Valerian. They don't look at me and see Drake, nigga.
Exactly. Like, they destroyed my planet and don't even remember that shit. They don't even fucking care.
That nigga's like, bro, I made a TikTok. 20 people seen that shit.
Exactly. Right. And I'm on base and nobody saw that shit.
Your shit went viral, bro. Nobody clicked on my shit, bro. I am invisible. Right. I can go wherever, do whatever. CIA would love to have me. You know what? That'd be funny if, like, the CIA for real, like, infiltrated, like, Instagram, social media, and find the people with the lowest amount of followers and be like,
and those were the ones they used. The
and, like,
because they're so unrecognizable.
Like, yeah, bro. Like, you would never go viral with that face and that attitude.
Right. You know, like, what? Nobody notices you. We bro, need you on our team.
In the middle of Italy in the middle of a festival.
Right, and nobody would see you.
Nobody would see you.
Most unassuming man, the opposite of the Dos Equis man.
Yeah. Most uninteresting man in the world, bro. You're perfect. You're
a perfect Interpol.
Perfect. Like,
you can blend in anywhere. I
randomly thought about, you remember how we was thinking about the superhero lawsuit commercials? How great that shit would have been for this She-Hulk series.
Dog, I wish they would have done that. Just do a few bumps here and there of her. So, is the city of whatever charging you because
Obama Nation? Obama Nation politics.
And you had to throw a brick through somebody such and such. That would have been cool. That would have been cool.
Oh, 555, that's all.
Yes. You're right.
One call, that's all.
Hulk smash hand.
Right, call 1-800 She-Hulk. Or Hulk smash or some shit.